Hey everyone, I know you've heard me speak about microdosing and how much I love it. And I'm talking about microdosing THC. I love it. And that's why I love our sponsor, microdose.com. Microdose gummies are incredible. They deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. And when I mean just the right amount of good, I mean in so many situations. Anxiety, sleep, focus, pain, relaxation. There are so many different strains and they're really helpful. And I have recommended microdose.com to so many people. And you know what they say to me? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't be afraid of microdosing. Go to microdose.com and you'll learn all about microdosing THC. These gummies feel amazing. They taste amazing. I have used them to get me into the zone I need to write. I've used them at night after a stressful day or a stressful show to relax. I have also said to family members, please take a gummy right now. And they've said, oh, good idea. So check it out. Check it out because they're fantastic. And I'm not like a big weed person. I mean, I used to be. And I do enjoy weed every now and then. But I love these gummies. And I take them with me everywhere. So check it out. Don't be afraid. They're all natural. They're fantastic. And you deserve it. So what are you going to do? You're going to do something that is fantastic. You're going to get 30% off your first order. 30% off. That's a lot. Plus free shipping today at microdose.com. Use promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD. It's available nationwide. They deliver it to your door. That is microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD for 30% off and free shipping. Do it. Go to microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD. You deserve it. You deserve it. And you know what else? You're welcome.
Tropfen's been raining off my cup. And pink via deck for most to see. Kalein a fire of aim to up. Gate mir kings a flint. The tropfen.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. I am your host, Judy Gold, and here we are. It's Tuesday, March 12th. It's actually Monday, March 11th. I'm recording it a day before, but and what a week it has been. Today is a rant. I am ranting. Just before we begin, I just want to tell you about some upcoming gigs I have so that you come to the gigs. Okay. I need you to come to the gigs. I am in White Plains, New York, Comedy for Kobe on March 17. White Plains. You can go to my website, judygold.com, check out all these dates. Plus I post them, whatever. So that's on March 17th. March 20th, I will be at the It's called House of Comedy in Phoenix, Arizona, doing a stand-up for Israel show with Rich Voss and Aaron Berg. I'm very excited about that. March 21st, I'm at the YIVO Institute for Jewish Research, and they're doing a whole thing on comedy, the history of Jewish comedy. I am then at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois, on March 22nd and 23rd. That's Rosemont, right north of Chicago. I'm at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana on April 5th and 6th. I have other gigs going on, so just, you know, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. And, I say Twitter, it's X. I did post something on X the other day about Katie Britt. And it got so many likes, like in 2 seconds. And I forgot about Twitter, like, because I hate Elon Musk. So I haven't been on Twitter. Yeah, people are still on Twitter. It's so interesting to me. And I do threads too. It's just too much. It's too much, people. And, you know, I have this love-hate relationship with social media. It's, you know, it can be fun, but it's also very destructive. It's a fucking time suck. You get in this vortex and I look at my phone to look something up and then I go, oh, let me see on Instagram what's going on or whatever. And then I'm sucked in. Is anyone else just sucked in? And I look and it's 20 minutes later and that's 20 minutes I can't get back and I'm 61. How many more 20 minutes is like periods of doing stupid shit am I going to have left? Like it's a waste of my life. Anyway. So that's that. I have a love-hate relationship, but let's, I have so much to talk about this week. We're going to talk about the Oscars in a minute, but I know the Katy Britt thing has been talked about and talked about and talked about, but what a fucking scary bitch. Okay. SNL did a great job. Scarlett Johansson did a great job parodying her, but the fact that this woman is sitting in a kitchen like any good wife and mother and talking like this and telling you exactly what is wrong with our country. It was, and the cross. Okay. Yes. I wear a Star of David. Yes. I wear my bring them home now necklace, dog tag. But it's, I mean, that when Scarlett Johansson did that, you know, thing about how you could buy her diamond cross on whatever it is. What the fuck are those things called? What are they called? I can't with this brain. Anyway, that was the funny, that to me, I just started laughing. Because everything is just so fake and no one talks like this. It was the worst. And I thought Biden's State of the Union was fucking fantastic. Yes, it annoys me. I think it annoys me when he stumbles. I know he's a stutterer and I know that he has overcome this major stuttering problem. But when he fumbles on words, it's not that I am upset that, you know, I think he's amazing. It's just that I know, I go, here they go. They're going to take this and they're going to fucking turn it into something. And the fact that I know he's going to be bullied, that's the reason I'm just like, oh no, just don't make a mistake. But you know what? Fucking Trump. He can't even get, he's been slurring. He says the same shit over and over again. He lies. He said, you know, we're going to start World War II. And yet he mocked Biden for his stutter. And then he went on Truth Social and did these ridiculous videos. He is such a fucking 2-year-old. And people are going to vote for him. It's beyond. If your kid behaved like him, you would be like, you need fucking help. You need help. And this is, you cannot behave like this. Okay. So I thought Biden did a wonderful job. I know everyone's talked about it already, but he's presidential. He is smart. You know what the greatest part is? That he looks right at them. He looks right at them and it's like, what? What do you mean? Like he is so not afraid to spar with the Republicans and call them out on their shit. And the fact that he called out the Supreme Court about abortion rights. I mean, this man is fearless. He's not a wimp. He's not sleepy. He's amazing. He's old. He addressed that. Yes, I'd love another young up and coming Obama-ish, whatever. But this is who is going to be able to defeat that fucking monster. And he is a monster and disgusting. Okay. So that's that. Katie Britt is out of her fucking mind. And I just want to say that Joe Biden is ruining this country. I mean, who the fuck talks like that? Who is so, and the thing is, they're so not self-aware. They're not self, they have no self-awareness. They're just manufactured shit. That's what they are. So that's that. On that is my take on the Biden speech and the Katie Britt response. Okay. I'm going to go into the Oscars in a minute, but I just want to say, as a mother, as a basketball fan, the Trinity Bantams, Trinity College in Hartford, Connecticut. As you know, my son Ben is a captain of the team and a star player, if I might say. But there's a lot of star players on the team. The team is incredible. This is a team effort. This is an amazing team. They are in the Final Four for the Division III NCAA tournament. And I am going to Fort Wayne with Elisa and the rest of the family, Henry, Elisa's sisters, everyone is going to see Ben play and the team play because they're such a great team. They are in the Final Four. So Thursday in Fort Wayne, Indiana, I will be at Ben's game. And if they win on Thursday, they're playing Trine, T-R-I-N-E. And Trine and Trinity are playing against each other. And Trine is located in Indiana, which is not good for the fan situation. But whatever. So they're playing. If they win Thursday, then they go to the finals on Saturday. And it is the most exciting thing. I have taken 7 weekends off in a row. I've never done this at all, period, in my entire life. And it's been worth every second to watch this team play, the camaraderie. It's so exciting. I wish someone was doing a documentary about this team because they're really incredible. Also, my other son, Henry, who I adore, came to the game on Saturday, and I know he's going to be mad if, well, I'm telling you this anyway, but after all the trophies were given and they said, okay, parents can go on to the court, and they cut down the net, and it was so exciting, and Ben was holding the trophy, and Henry went over next to him to take a photo with him. And Henry started crying because he was so proud of his brother. And for me, that moment, you know, because Henry's the older brother. He made Ben, you know, he's responsible for a lot of Ben's tough attitude. And, you know, he's the big brother. You know, you don't realize how siblings have such an effect on you. They teach you how to negotiate. They teach you a lot. Sibling, and I know there's a lot of only childs. I'm not saying, oh, you don't, you know, you learn this other ways. But being sibling rivalry, you learn about jealousy. You learn about so much stuff in your sibling relationships. And they are such brothers. And to see one brother so proud of, you know, the other brother, to me, as a parent, was just, it was incredible. So I love both my boys. I'm proud of both of them. Go Bands! Go Bands! So next Tuesday, next week, we'll know what the results are. But I'm so proud that they've gone this far. And they're so happy. Hey, everybody. If you know me, you know I love my liquid IV, and I love giving it to people and telling people about it, and it's part of my everyday life. I keep hydrated with liquid IV. I put it in my water bottle. Well, I have this one water bottle that I use only for liquid IV, and I put lots of ice in it and cold water because I like it very cold. And it keeps me hydrated, and it's delicious. So thank you, Liquid IV. And I have to tell you, I've now given it to my son's girlfriend because, you know, they go out partying. You know what I'm talking about. And it has helped her immensely with her dehydration, that it's great for those nights where you know you're going to be having a few drinks. It's delicious. It comes in pear, white peach, grape, lemon lime. Also, there's a lemon ginger one that is great that has a little caffeine. I just love Liquid IV. And you need to keep hydrated. It's very important. It affects you on so many levels. So do yourself a favor. Keep hydrated in the best way possible. Some people hydrate to live. Some people live to hydrate. I think I live to hydrate. Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. It has 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. And this is true. They have a sugar-free stick. They have Liquid IV sugar-free that Elisa, my lover, loves. I don't use the sugar-free. Whatever. But it's also been great for my traveling because I get very dehydrated on my airplane flights. So please, you've heard me say this multiple times. Go get your Liquid IV. You have to keep hydrated. It's very important. So however you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code JUDYGOLD, J-U-D-Y-G-O-L-D, at liquidiv.com. You're welcome. Oh, I want to say one more thing before we go to the Oscars. I read this article that the Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs, some of the fans, like about a dozen, have had to get fingers and toes amputated because they attended Chiefs games in like minus, with the wind chill, 29 degree weather, whatever. It was -4 plus the wind chill. And they attended a football game and now have amputated fingers and toes. Okay, really? Really? Are you going, is it worth going to sit? You can sit in your warm living room. I get it. Believe me, I get it. I'm a comedian. There's nothing like live comedy. It's the greatest thing to be there, to be in the room, but it has heat. The room has heat. I cannot believe these Kansas City Chiefs fans, like they realize, oh my God, I'm freezing cold. I have no feeling in my fingers or toes, but I'm going to stay here. When I have either a home or hotel room where I could sit, enjoy a beverage, some snacks, and watch it right there in front with close-ups. Can you tell me how is it worth it to lose your fingers and toes to sit at a football game? Do you think that and after that, you can't even give the other team the finger because there's no finger there. You know what I'm saying, people? I think it's crazy. It blew my mind. You know, when I'm cold, I go find a warm space if I can. That's what I do. So, God bless you, Kansas City Chiefs fans. You're obviously very dedicated to your team, but seriously, you lost your hand modeling job. You're not going to be able to play piano. I mean, you can probably with 9 fingers or 8 fingers, whatever. You can probably do everything now at this point. And no, I'm not saying people who have lost digits are less competent, but a lot of those people lost digits because of accidents and things that they, you know, had no control over. And yet you have control over this. Like, why would, that really freaked me out. Okay. Now we're going to go and talk about, oh, before we get to the Oscars, speaking of fingers, so the Kate Middleton, I don't know if you read about this, the Kate Middleton, so it was Mother's Day on Sunday in the UK. And so she posted a photo, or they posted a photo of Kate with her kids, and they realized the photo was altered because Charlotte's hand looked, her left hand looked weird, and you could, experts looked at the photo, and the photo was definitely altered. And so, you know, Kate Middleton apologized. And here's the thing. If you could, I get the royals, you know, it's fascinating and whatever. I don't, you know, I loved watching The Crown. I get it. I get the fascination with them and everything. But King Charles has some sort of cancer that we don't know about. Kate Middleton has had abdominal surgery and is going to be out for 3 to 6 months. Like, why can't, I guess, yes, I believe in privacy, but you know, you're not private people. And then you do this and then people speculate. It's like, if you have a certain cancer or something going on, there's other people with that same problem. And for you to speak out about it might make them feel less alone or make them feel represented. Like, why are they hiding this? Why? I don't get it. I don't know. I don't know either way. I think that it's so important to speak about these kinds of things in a, I hate the word normal, but in a non-hysterical or non-loaded way. Like, okay, comedian Alec Mappa, who has, you know, told me he will be on the podcast. He's great. He's a great, oh, he's not Jewish, but he's gay. So anyway, he's great. And he posted a photo on Instagram of him in his tuxedo for either an Oscar party or an Oscar, whatever. He was dressed for the Oscars. He was going somewhere to celebrate the Oscars, either the Oscars or you know, they have these big fancy parties. And he posted a picture of himself at the drugstore holding a package of Depends because he had prostate cancer. He is cancer-free, thank God. And he said, every time I laugh, I pee a little, which every woman knows what that feels like, running to the, after menopause, after having kids. Yeah, we all get it. And so he posted a picture of himself holding the Depends and unashamed, just being like, hey, this is the way it is. This is what happens when you are recovering from prostate cancer. What a fucking, and you know, I hate the word brave, but he's brave. He's taking the stigma away. That's what they're not doing. They don't take the stigma away. They act like, and then when it is revealed, whatever cancers or diseases either of them have, it's like, why did you hide that? So bravo to Alec Mappa. Bravo, Alec Mappa, for being unabashedly who you are and representing. God bless you. My father had prostate cancer before he died. He died of a massive heart attack, but you know, I get it. And good for you. Comedians are fearless. They are fearless. And that's why I love them. Okay. So that was that. Okay. Let's go to the Oscars. Okay. So here's the deal with the Oscars. I'm watching it. I thought Jimmy Kimmel was very funny. Not, I kind of missed Billy Crystal and the dancing and the, I really, that whole, I didn't think it was that, you know, which is fine. I don't know what, you know what I mean? It wasn't as like exciting and, you know, he came out, he did his stand up. He was funny. He was not, I mean, I loved the Robert Downey Jr. stuff. I love when the actors don't take themselves so seriously. Yeah, it was fine. It was funny, but it wasn't like the most exciting, extraordinary thing. I thought the, you know, all these people coming out who had won the award previously and then looking at the nominee and saying, "You are the most incredible actor. This part really brought out the truth of who you are. And I know you as a person because we're really good friends. We're such, I love you. Thank you." It's just a, so shut the fuck, like just announce it. I know I just said I hate the, but you know, I thought, you know, usually they just play a piece of the acting work and then they announce the winner of the award. I don't know. I just thought it was just so like self-indulgent and we're best friends and I know you. And then they have to put the camera on the nominee. Only one's going to win, but they all have to be like, "Oh my God, thank you. Thank you so much." Oh, and the hand on the heart and the drama. It's just, it's really, you know, yeah, whatever. So I thought that was like a, and you know, it's funny. I thought that added time to the Oscar show and yet it ended early, which gave Jimmy Kimmel the opportunity to read that fucking asshole's post on Truth Social. You know, that was the greatest moment for me of the Oscars. We're going to get into Jonathan Glazer. I shouldn't even ring the bell since he's refuting his Judaism. But when Kimmel read the Truth Social post and then said, "Isn't it past your jail time? I can't believe you're up and doing this. Isn't it past your jail time?" That is the power of comedy. Comedy is, yes, it is a coping mechanism. It's the way we deal with sadness and all of these issues. I mean, Jews use comedy to, you know, look, here's this book. It kept us alive by Chaya Ostrower, Humor in the Holocaust. Okay, so we know about humor and its benefits, but it's also a weapon, and no one showed that better than Jimmy Kimmel last night, humiliating that monster, you know, on national television, people laughing at you. I mean, is there any more powerful weapon than humiliation for someone who is a horrible bully, rapist, misogynist, liar, grifter, just insurrectionist? Like, seriously, bravo, Jimmy Kimmel. That was my favorite night, the favorite moment of the night. Hey everyone, I have a new sponsor and I love them. They're called OneSkin. OneSkin. And what is OneSkin? It is skincare. Skincare that is simple. I guess that's the perfect word. It's simple. It you don't have to put on 18,000 products while you're like dying to get in bed. OneSkin was founded by 4 PhDs dedicated to skin longevity. And this stuff proves you don't need a complicated routine to achieve better skin. Their supplements, they're topical, and they make it easy to help your skin stay younger and healthier without putting all that other shit, I said shit, on your face. And the secret of OneSkin is their OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient scientifically proven to reduce the buildup of senescent, did you like that? Senescent cells, those little cells that contribute to skin aging. And the fewer amount of cells that they're called zombie cells, that means healthier, younger looking skin, fewer wrinkles, fewer lines, reduced age spots, natural barrier. And that is very important, especially now it's spring and summer and you're going to be out in the sun. So, you know, you love your skin, so do something for it. Return it the favor of having skin and treat it nicely. Does that make sense? Well, so I'm very excited about OneSkin and I haven't gotten my product yet, but I am really, really, really looking forward. So I'm going to be giving you an update on my skin, but you should do it with me. For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off their first OneSkin purchase using the code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD, when you check out at oneskin.co. That's oneskin.co. And it's oneskin.co. You really, really need to invest in your skin. It's very important. So OneSkin, you're going to do this today. You're going to go to oneskin.co. It is more than skincare. It's about skin longevity, targeting the root causes of aging to help you look and feel your best at every age. Get started today with 15% off using code JUDYGOLD at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code JUDYGOLD. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. It's time to expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in the health of your skin with OneSkin. You're welcome. We have to talk about Jonathan Glazer. Now, I just want you to know I did a lot of reading about what he said. Okay. So I just, you know, so he won an Oscar for The Zone of Interest, which is a movie I have not seen and I can't wait to see about Rudolf Hess, who and his wife living this, I would say serene, whatever, but this sort of storybook life right next to Auschwitz. So you don't see what's going on. It's in the background, Auschwitz. It's a brilliant, brilliant. I just think the whole idea of it is brilliant. I think and it is about dehumanization, that these mass murders and torture is going on over a fence or a wall, and you're living this idyllic life with your family feet away from this. And so it won for Best International Feature. And then Jonathan Glazer, who was with two of the producers, this is what he said. I just want to say what he said. Okay. Right now, we stand here as men who refute their Jewishness and the Holocaust being hijacked by an occupation which has led to conflict for so many innocent people. Whether the victims of October 7th in Israel or the ongoing attack on Gaza, all the victims of this dehumanization. Okay. So people heard, refute their Jewishness, which is not a good thing to say during this time in history, in my lifetime, where anti-Semitism has reached a level that is scary, frightening, something I think about all the time. We don't feel safe, and there's a lot of misinformation. And yes, there is a lot of pain and suffering going on. But the fact that this Jewish man, and like, let's take the whole sentence, refute their Jewishness and the Holocaust being hijacked by an occupation, that he's saying that being Jewish and using the Holocaust as an excuse or as the reason or as something that is being minimized or not taken seriously. I don't know. All I know is that for a Jewish man to stand in front of these people wearing these red pins with a hand, do you know what that hand means? Does everyone know what that hand means? Two IDF soldiers took a wrong turn years ago and ended up in Ramallah, and they were beaten, disemboweled, stabbed. These men who did this, this mob who did this, stood outside holding the organs, these men's organs in their bloody hands. And one of them, one of the people who murdered and tortured these men and then cut their bodies open, stood at a window with his red hands full of blood, these IDF soldiers' blood, basically glorifying this. And that is the symbol on the pin. That is the red hand symbol, which is so disgusting. But the people who wore those pins did not wear yellow ribbons that represent all the hostages who are still being held. Babies? Women? American citizens? Men? Women? Who knows what their situation is? Yet you put that there and you don't acknowledge the reason this is happening. This is happening because a terrorist organization, Hamas, I could say invaded. There's no word to say what they did to the Israelis on October 7th. And now are continuing to hold them hostage. And the world has turned against Israel for defending itself. There are many arguments to be made about this. It is a long, sordid history of a conflict that has been going on. And let me tell you something. It's been going on for thousands of years. But anti-Semitism has also been going on for thousands of years. Since we have been here, we have been slaves. We have been kicked out of everywhere. We have been accused of killing Christ. These are old tropes that are just resurfacing. And I read this article in The Atlantic about the golden age of being Jewish in America is over. Well, you're not fucking kidding me. I felt safe here for a long, long time. And I don't feel it anymore. I get you want peace. We all want peace. There would be peace if they would return the hostages. Yes, there are problems. And it's okay to criticize Israel. These Israelis are marching against Netanyahu's policies and the government. No one wants innocent people dying. No one, unless you're crazy. But let's take in all the facts. Those symbols support Hamas and do not acknowledge what happened on October 7th and is continuing to happen while these hostages are being held. And here's another thing. You know, we get these numbers from the Gazan Ministry of Health, which is also known as Hamas. So that is where the information comes from. And we know that they are liars. Okay? Yes, innocent people are dying in Palestine. But, you know, innocent Palestinians are dying in Gaza. But you can't believe their information. It's just a really sad, sad situation that people need to do their due diligence. We need to bring these hostages home. We need to eradicate Hamas. And yes, there are, it's not good. War is not good. I don't know what to say. I wish people would fucking read. And there's so much misinformation and they're so you know, look at my pin, look at what I'm doing. Oh, yes. It's so funny that he refuted his Judaism, Jonathan Glazer, when who started all the studios, movie studios? Jews did, because we were excluded from every other industry. We started this industry. So yeah, that's why there's a lot of Jews in the industry. Because, you know, we started it, essentially. And yet, there was an opportunity for a nuanced statement, or no statement at all. But, you know, Jonathan Glazer refuted his Judaism, and then Steven Spielberg goes up to give an award, and they're playing the theme from Sophie's Choice. And he says nothing about being Jewish. I don't know. It's really disappointing. It's really disappointing. And I'm sure the media is going to grab this shit. He's, you know, Jonathan Glazer is a hero. And the Jews are going to say Jonathan Glazer is a disgrace. And, you got to make your own decision. Did people listen to the entire thought? I heard, I refute my Judaism, my Jewishness. And I get that he doesn't want the Holocaust and being Jewish used as a weapon, or I get that, but you just did a film about the Holocaust. So it's the hypocrisy. I don't know. I think there's better language to make your point, and you got to be really careful these days. And I really hope, God, please bring these. I just want the hostages released. I really do. And I want this over. And it would be over if the hostages were released. So let's just make that very, very clear. All right. I am going to close out now. I just want to say that if you want to watch Ben's games, it's bantamsports.com. I think it might be on Apple TV or something. I don't know. All I know is that I do, Elisa and I do a pregame Instagram live. I mostly do it because Elisa goes and talks to everyone. And Henry was telling me I was too loud and I only had like 20 people watching. I don't fucking care. Okay. You can put me down, but I'm very proud. So look for me doing an Instagram live on Thursday, Eastern Standard or Central? The game's at 8 p.m. In Fort Wayne. I don't know if they're an hour ahead. I don't know what it is. This fucking daylight savings time is driving me up a fucking wall. But okay. So I will be doing that, and I do it at halftime too. And it's fun. So I just want to say I love all of you, all of my listeners. I hope this was an okay rant. I don't know, because it's just me sitting here pontificating. But yeah, I love you. I love you for listening. Please go to my website, judygull.com. You'll see all my gigs coming up. This podcast was produced by Laura Vogel, edited by Colin Schmeling, and marketed and everything else by Brittany Jo Sowards. Richmond. And yeah, that's it. I wish my mother was around to watch her grandson just fucking kill it. And go Bantams. I'm so proud of you. Whatever the outcome is this week, you are a fucking amazing team. Every kid on that team is incredible. And that's all I have to say. And as we always say, so long, ga-ga-ga-ga-ga.
C Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.